dogmatic constitution on the church of the Second Vatican Council, Lumen Gentium, reminds us that as believers, we're all called to exercise a prophetic role in our state of life in imitation of our Lord. The holy people of God shares also in Christ's prophetic office. It spreads abroad a living witness to him, especially by means of a life of faith and charity, and by offering to God a sacrifice of praise, the tribute of lips which give praise to his name, unquote. As today's readings remind us, this mission, our prophetic role within the people of God, is not without difficulty. So we must carry it out with zeal and enthusiasm, speaking the truth in love. Today's first reading, the Lord prepares the prophet Ezekiel for a tough mission, to be the Lord's spokesman to a rebellious people not disposed to listen. Ezekiel called out Israel at the Lord's command for its infidelity and corruption in the period leading up to and then following the Babylonian exile in 587 BC. The Holy Spirit set Ezekiel on his feet. It spurred him to action beyond his frustration and disgust with what was befalling his people. The Holy Spirit was very active in helping the prophet carry out his mission, and the Spirit wants to put us on our feet solidly as well. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds us that we may not feel up to the mission due to our limitations, but our Lord makes his power shine through our weaknesses. The church fathers have had all sorts of opinions on what the thorn hindering St. Paul was. St. John Chrysostom saw it as referring to the persecution and the trials that he suffered. St. Augustine saw it as some debilitating physical illness that was chronic. St. Gregory the Great thought it might have been temptations to concupiscence. Through St. Paul, the Spirit of the Lord spread and conquered hearts, just as it does today. All these reasons are valid even today for discouragement. But St. Paul tells us today what our Lord told him: you have all the help that you need. Our thorns make our mission even more fruitful, and our Lord will not let our mission fail because of them. We just have to keep trying and not get discouraged when it seems that there are no results. In today's gospel, Mark describes the reception of Jesus' message in his hometown as that of a prophet, unwelcome. In Jesus, we find the mission of prophet, priest, and king combined. As a prophet, he is the bearer of God's message. In fact, he, as the Word, is the message of God himself. In sharing the faith, we as Christians also have a mission to bear God's message and make it known. That happens through sharing our faith, through teaching the faith, but also by the very fact of being a Christian. It's important to keep in mind something that's fundamental to being a prophet. God is sending a message that people often don't want to hear. In being a prophet, we can sometimes question whether if we said something more eloquently or done something better, that the message would have been welcomed more warmly. Jesus told the people of his own hometown, Nazareth, a prophet is not with honor except in his native place, among his own kin, and in his own house. When I hear those words of Jesus, I'm always taken back to my own situation. Nearly 26 years ago, God brought me from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod into full communion with the Catholic faith. It was and is the seminal event of my life. I was very excited and zealous to share the truths of the Catholic faith. With several of my siblings, I did so with cassette tapes and with books. You might say the shields went up and there was no discernible response from them except rejection. 14 years ago, when I was responding to a call from our Lord to be a priest, I sent a letter out to all my siblings outlining my call and enclosing a short and powerful DVD to each of them, describing how God called several other men to the priesthood. The response from my family? Crickets. Complete silence. Not even an acknowledgement. I doubt that anyone even watched the DVD. I think it went straight into the trash. A prophet has no honor in his own hometown and among his kin and in his own house. Though there is no doubt but that my family loves me, five of my siblings were at my ordination, but in many ways, I'm still the black sheep of the family. Today's readings remind us that even if we do everything perfectly, and I certainly was not perfect in my witness to my own family, even if we speak the truth perfectly in love, as Jesus did in today's gospel, there'll still be unbelieving people. Remember, the unbelieving people are rejecting the message of truth, not you personally. So try not to take it personally. All of us must pray that the Holy Spirit will enable us to be effective witnesses of the faith in our words and our example, and not to get discouraged in our mission of sharing His word with everyone we meet, especially with the ones that we love. Witnessing to our family members is not an easy task. Many of you I know have sons or daughters who have lost the faith and that or left the faith, and that is a severe trial for you. Discussions about the faith can be very painful and unproductive sometimes. You must remember that your children were baptized into the faith and that our Lord will never stop calling them back to Him. You must continue to live the highest example of the faith that you can muster. Often I think the best thing you can do is faithfully pray for someone else close to them to be a witness to them, to ask them to return to the faith. Our Lord never gives up on anyone. On that, you can bet all your money. In St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus promised us that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. We can only experience that kind of interior peace and freedom once we learn to accept our limitations, the thorns that God permits in our lives. This was not an easy thing for St. Paul. It was only after many years of suffering and working for Christ's kingdom that he was able to write this very beautiful sentence. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Accepting our limitations and the thorns that God permits in our lives is not easy for us either. We need God's help, which is always available through prayer and the sacraments. And we also need to exercise the virtue of humility in our efforts to be a faithful prophet for the Lord. There are three ways that we can do that almost every day. First, by not insisting on getting our own way all of the time. Second, by listening to others more than talking about ourselves. And third, by doing acts of kindness for others instead of constantly expecting them to do acts of kindness for us. When we exercise the virtue of humility, we begin to experience the interior fruitfulness, strength, and peace that only God's grace can give us. We begin to experience firsthand what our Lord told St. Paul: "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." During this Mass, Jesus will renew his commitment to us through the holy sacrifice of the Eucharist. When he does, may we renew our commitment to him and ask him to help us accept the thorns he allows in our lives so that we can also experience the full transforming power of his love.